Oh, no, I'm not going to.
Liam, big game, FA Cup first round on Saturday. Do you know much about Doncaster Rovers?
Yeah, obviously Mally went to watch them on Saturday, so we've done as much as we can in terms of homework on them. They had a good win Saturday against Colchester, so you know we need to be prepared, right, and you know give ourselves the best chance.
And they've gone through a change of management recently. They've Paul Dickov went and they've got Darren Ferguson in. Will that have any effect?
I think Darren Ferguson's teams are always well known for attacking. You know, I think it, when it's Peterborough team, when he had Mikhail Smith, Adam McLean, George Boyd, you know, it was very, very exciting to watch. So, you know, obviously they're going to be a real test for us at that end of the pitch. But on the flip side, they tend to, you know, concede goals as well. So I would have thought it would be quite open.
How do you approach a game like this? I mean, do you just go out to enjoy it? Or actually, do you think you've got a realistic chance of winning?
I think you've got to go into any game, you know, believing that you can get a result. You know, things happen, and it's, yeah, as I said, it's the greatest competition, football competition, for, you know, going for like little strange things which happen, upsets, and it's the beauty of the FA Cup, isn't it? So, you know, from that point, we'd certainly go into it. You know, our huge game was getting through Ferriby. You know, we managed to do that to give us a chance. No pressure on us. It's a game we can really go and enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, will the players look? I mean, they ought to look forward to it. Football League ground, first round of the cup, just about as big as it gets in some ways at our level.
Yeah, I think probably they can lean on mine and Dom's experience. You know, it was only last year at Telford who got to the second round of the FA Cup against Bristol City, who were romping League One, and you know they were scoring goals for fun, and we held out till the 93rd minute, and you know conceded off a goalkeeping error in the last seconds.
Because you've been a bit inconsistent recently. You had that league run and then you've lost one or two. You lost at Fylde. How does that work?
Well, to be honest, I think the Fylde game, I think if anyone's seen us on the Wednesday, there was a lot of people dead on the feet, and I chose to, you know, protect the players, and you know, I said left five of the main start and 11 out. I still believe it was the right thing to do, you know, because Danny Wisdom's come back from a long-term injury. Bowen was suspended anyway. Aaron could hardly walk at the end of the Wednesday match. And, you know, you put it into perspective, Pav, I said North Ferriby had been unbeaten in 17 matches and they were 3-0 down after 20 minutes on Saturday. So it tells you how much Wednesday night took out of both of us.
Yeah, what's it like injury-wise for... we're speaking on a Monday evening. What's it going to be like at the moment for Saturday?
I think everyone apart from John Shaw should be fit. Obviously, Alex got 45 minutes on Saturday. You know, not ideal to play your first game against the top of the league, but in what most people would consider a weakened team. But you know, we got through that. And, you know, when you've had a broken foot, I think it's just the psychological side of getting a touch of the ball, and which he managed to. So he did okay.
And you taking many fans with you?
Yeah, I think the tickets are going well. And you know, someone said it was the first time in a long time they've been in the first round, isn't it? So. Obviously, I hope all the fans get behind us, they have a good day out, and hopefully we can cause an upset.
Right, cheers then.